This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
All right, folks, here we are. Welcome to the Intel Scanners. Who Wants to Be Like a Millionaire Game Show? Your hosts tonight are Lim Flamerson.
Hello, good evening.
Patsy Hayjack.
Here we are.
And I'm your producer, Mitch Michelson. Let's get started.
Here we go, Intel Scanner Tuesday night.
Do you want to be like a millionaire? Like a millionaire, bruh. How much like a millionaire do you want to be like? Totally just like one, huh? Like,
we have some beautiful people in the crowd tonight. Some ugly people as well. Here we go.
Fuck you too.
We want to apologize if the security tonight seemed a little tight. We didn't mean to look up everyone's asshole as they walked in, but we just felt the need since the Ebola scare is going on. We just want to check, make sure you wipe.
I'm glad you spit on your fingers, though.
As long as you're
saying. The rubber gloves, I never needed them. Never needed them, really.
Thanks for helping me get those Legos and that remote control out.
A lot of people out in the crowd tonight. Huge crowd. A lot of people came out for the show tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. Well, should we get this started? Find out what we got going on with the first contestant here on Who Wants to Be Like a Millionaire.
Number one. Any numbers involved in this game show do not reflect the importance of any contestant.
Number one.
So that don't mean shit.
That's what we're saying. You already said it. I can just leave
now. Number one does not reflect any importance.
All right, Flim, who is our first contestant?
Our first contestant.
What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Mike.
Mike?
Mike, huh?
Yeah. My last name is Hunt.
Mike Hunt.
Oh!
Glad to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you.
Mike Hunt.
So happy to be here. Totally.
I just like saying your name. It sort of rolls off the tongue.
I know.
Mike Hunt.
I get myself lost in regional airports just so I can hear my name being called over the loudspeakers. You know.
Excellent.
Yeah, it brings a smile.
That would be the best
face.
Time.
Everybody loves to introduce themselves to me.
I can't help but think of Bart Simpson about now, but yes, absolutely.
That's all right.
Well, here we are on.
That's what she said.
Who Wants to Be Like a Millionaire? Cash prizes paid out tonight. Intel Scanner. Should we get this started?
Let's start. Do you want
win
to
some
be
money
like a millionaire?
Woo! I know I do.
Money.
That wasn't me, Mitch. Where'd you get them sound effects?
Alrighty then. So,
here we go.
Patsy, you go right ahead.
In Albert Einstein's famous equation, E equals MC squared, what does the E represent?
Possible answers are A, Ebola, B, entropy, C, energy, D, elements. Four fine choices of possible answers.
Yeah, I'm kind of torn between C and D because both of them begin with E. And
they all
actually
begin
with E.
You know, since I have to do the process of elimination here, I'm gonna have to go with C.
C. That would be you're saying so.
Energy.
The possible answers. Yes, that would be energy of Ebola, entropy, energy, or element.
Oh, A.
You're saying that C, energy, is your answer for $100.
$100
big ones.
Here we go.
Smackaroles.
Did I win?
Yay.
I won. I like it.
We are moving up.
Is that is your final answer?
Oh, snap! That's the sound I was waiting for.
Well, all right, so...
This one's for $200.
Oh, for $200.
We're moving up the pyramid here.
Damn, I gotta fill up my
drink. Yeah, but $200 question coming.
200 smackaroons.
I don't like smackaroons.
They spend very well.
Delicious.
Here we go for your $200 question.
All right.
Favorite food of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Oh, shit.
Ooh, you have four choices, as always. That would be A, tacos, B, sushi, C, hot dogs, or D, pizza for 200 simoleons.
This is a tough one.
I have recently watched a show where Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were eating hot dogs.
Hopefully you weren't dressing up like a...
But their favorite food, yeah. I mean, process of elimination.
Let's see. Sushi would be kind of like a cannibalistic thing.
They're ninjas. Like a millionaire. If you get this wrong,
you're done.
Man. I'm going to have to go with pizza. I believe that was D.
Ooh.
My final answer.
Final?
That is correct.
Holy shit. Judges say yes. You move on.
Oh, shit.
Move crowd's on. Going wild. This is fucking...
Huge crowd we have in the audience tonight is...
Yeah, they're standing behind me.
We have big Ninja Turtle fans in the
one thing people don't say on the air is that the audience is giving me a glare because they're getting jealous.
They don't like it that you're sitting there.
I got 200.
Two right. 200 smackers.
Whew.
Smack.
Moving.
200 smacks? Like,
you sound like don't keep calm around here tonight. So now you know, tell us a little bit more about yourself. You like to have long walks on the beach, I heard. Is that true?
Yeah, I like to rock out with my cock out.
That's just, you know. Good for you. Put the fuck away tonight, I'd like to ask.
What are you talking about? I've jacked it three times since I've been sitting here.
Shut up. Parking lot.
Hey now.
Go out down differently out in the parking lot than they do in the studio.
Yeah, I'm a Virgo. I like long walks on the beach.
Excellent.
Holding hands.
Patsy, hey Jack. This is so good to be here with you, co-host.
Hey, like always here, Intel Scanner Tuesday nights. Should we step it up a little? We're gonna see what we can do for $500. We're gonna jump it up.
Crackaroonies. 500.
I'm a cracker.
Saladchas.
We suck here at the Intel Scanner. I'm gonna ask you.
Come on down!
Who founded the Mormon religion?
Oh, shit.
Who founded the Mormon religion?
Mormon religion. Oh, yeah.
He would
I always get Mormon and Scientology confused.
So we have four possible answers. Possible answer number A. Jesus.
Possible answer.
Jesus may have founded the Mormon religion, as may have B.
I thought Jesus.
Joseph Smith. C. John Smith. D. L. Ron Hubbard. Who founded the Mormon religion?
I always get the Mormons and the Scientologists confused.
I know, they're confusable.
I thought Jesus was the answer for everything.
Jesus, I love Jesus.
That's almost kind of a given there. So we got Jesus.
So it's
John Smith.
Red suit you were trying to slay.
Which number was Joseph Smith?
Joseph Smith. That was a potential answer. Number B.
I'm going to have to go with number B, Joseph Smith.
Going with
final answer.
Number B. Final answer, Joseph Smith. Judges.
Oh, dang it.
We're so sorry.
The right answer
was
John Smith. Joseph Smith. Bullshit.
Oh, I'm sorry there, producer. We had a technical difficulty there.
John Smith, not Joseph Smith. We're sorry.
We're sorry.
Mike Hunt, you've done
Mike
so
Hunt.
Well.
I did.
You worked your way up.
You leave with nothing.
You were pretty much, you didn't get enough to lock in. You never locked it in, actually.
There was never a final answer. Wait, maybe the judges will have to send that over to the judges for a bonus round.
You're incorrect. Like, I know we don't have a fact-checking department.
John Smith?
It's Joseph Smith.
John Smith fucked Pocahontas on a regular basis. And Joseph.
All right, the judges are gonna let you have that one.
Well, we're gonna
keep moving forward.
Whoa, we had the audience feedback. We're gonna go ahead and reverse the. Tonight.
It's total anarchy here on.
It's the right answer.
Not to bring hell.
Do you want to be like?
Thanks for the lynching, folks. Thanks for the lynching. That was.
Does anybody have Google?
John Smith. They're saying John Smith was not the answer. Joseph Smith. Was dumb.
Straight up.
Still the correct answer.
It's still the correct answer.
So I got to
move on. Moving on to question number.
This will be your fourth question for 1,000. Now, if you answer this one correctly, you lock it in.
It will be locked in.
Oh. And
like being locked in.
And don't forget about your saving graces. We have Poll the Crowd, Call a Pal, 50-50, Ask Ouija Board, or Query the Government. And you're allowed to use two of those at any time through the show.
I get 2 out of 5? That's not bad odds. I like those odds.
Don't forget about Lifelines.
My saving graces.
All right, then.
Saving graces.
All right.
Ooh, so, again. In what year did alcohol prohibition end in the U.S.?
Oh, motherfuckers.
We're thinking about alcohol prohibition. They had to make a constitutional amendment to make alcohol illegal. They didn't have to make an amendment.
What are the answer choices?
To make illegal drugs. So the answer choices are A, 1933, B, 1927, C, 1917, D, 1958. That once again is 1933.
People want to get drunk.
27, 17, or 58.
And let's not forget, you can always decline to answer a question and go home with your 500 right now.
Oh, all right, 500.
500 smackers. You kidding me? Who wouldn't want 500 denolians?
I'm gonna have to.
That kind of cheese don't just drip out.
Don't forget about your lifelines.
Just don't drip out a cow's udder.
Really, almost. What are my options again? We got A was
33, 27, 17, 58.
I'm gonna have to go with 27.
27. Alcohol prohibition ended in the U.S. at what year, judges?
Is that your final answer?
That's gonna have to be my final answer.
Damn it. I'm sorry, the correct answer was
1933.
Yes!
Oh,
yes!
Sorry.
Audience knew.
33. Thank you.
All right, Jim. Well, thanks for playing.
A drink of
lemon on alcohol.
Yes.
Well done.
Poor Jim.
Oh! And here we go. Next
calling
contestant.
Calling you to the stage. Come on down. It is.
My name's Katie.
KT.
Yeah.
Or KD. KD.
KD or KT?
KT. Fool. Just joking.
Is that your rap name?
Yes.
Thank you. Calm down.
Nice to have you on the show. Thanks for stopping in.
Thanks for having me, gentlemen.
Pleasure every time. So are you ready to start? Do you want to be like
Flim? I'm so ready.
A millionaire.
I want to be just
tonight
like
tonight on MTV. Radio.
If I can't marry one, I'll just be like one.
Be like one as much as you can. If you can't be,
isn't that
like
the dream of us all?
Then I guess just be yourself.
Here we are with the first question.
Can we still do this?
400 big ones.
Yep.
This company purchased the American Budweiser brand on July 13th, 2008.
2008.
What was I? I was
18
in 2008.
We're on the.
These are the easy ones.
Answers are A. Coors, B. Pabst, C. Ford, D. InBev. So that's In the Budweiser Corporation.
That's a hard question.
Do you want to be like a millionaire?
Do you want to do it?
Are you not here?
Are you ready?
For the, this, you know, the status.
Do you think you can cut it?
The prestige that comes along being like a millionaire.
Are you, you one of the chosen few?
Would you like to ask the crowd?
I think that I will. I hate to do that on the first question, but that's hard. Those were easy.
It's hard as a first date, girl.
It's hard. That's what she said.
And you don't ever want to do it on the first one either.
I don't know.
So you don't do it on the first date. You don't do it on the first question. But
I have
calling
to.
In some sort of help.
I'm going to poll the audience.
Poll the audience.
Polling the audience. Do we do that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We polling
the audience.
So, okay.
Hey, I'm gonna poll you guys.
Yeah, dude. Are
you? So, and the audience consensus is.
Are we yes.
Thinking.
Yes. This company purchased Budweiser brand on July 13th.
Are we
oh, don't mess with me, Ted.
Four or in Bev. Coors.
If our phone's that fast.
No. Coors, Pabst, Ford, or in Bev. Purchased Budweiser brand July 13th, 2008. Four choices.
D?
It's A, B, C, or D.
That's where I'm going.
I'm
going
to go with D.
The audience
final
is
answer.
D. Final answer.
D, final answer.
D, final answer.
That is a winner.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well
thank
done,
you.
Sir. We
look
drink
at the
a
big
lot.
Train
is going
cake.
Down here tonight
for 100 simoleons. At a girl.
Who wants to be
yeah,
like a
yeah,
millionaire?
Katie does.
Katie do.
Katie did. So let's go on to this. Question number two. Patsy Hayjack, with the golden voice sounding like silken words falling from the mouths of angels. Go.
Right into the sewer pipe. Here we go. How many points are on the Star of David? How many points are on the Star of David? It's a tough one.
The oh,
that is a tough one.
It's a pyramid. And then another
the
inverted
Star of
pyramid.
David. So your possible answers for the Star of David points.
A pyramid.
A, 5, B, 6, C, 7, D, 8. So the Star of David has 5, 6, 7, or 8 points.
A, 5.
We're waiting. I mean, you're just going to say final answer, 5 points. Final answer,
5 points.
Judges.
Oh.
Damn.
What?
We're so sorry.
Is it 6?
We're so sorry.
How do you have 6? How do you have 6 points on a star? That doesn't even make sense.
Clearly, Katie is not Jewish.
Looks like. So,
Katie,
therefore,
Katie,
we.
6 points on a star doesn't make sense.
I tried to
Jews
help
are
you.
Bad, but Nazis were way worse.
It's 2 triangles.
Tried to
six
help
pointed star.
It was a pyramid
oh,
inverted with another
two
pyramid.
2 triangles, yeah.
That's
bullshit.
That's
not
a star.
I'm
going to
go
dude.
With it.
No.
Well,
I was thinking about it upside
really,
down.
Really,
it's
noble
same,
attempt.
No matter which way you look.
A noble attempt. You
no,
made it to what?
If you
was
hold
that
like
the 500
that, it's
you
go
lost. Sorry.
Let's give Katie a round of applause.
Let's do this.
Yeah!
Woo!
I think we might have.
Ow! Your questions were so easy.
We might even.
Mine were hard.
Yours were
yours were easy, and mine were hard.
Contestant number 3 stepping into the booth.
Hello.
Hello, how are you tonight?
Okay, I'm good. Thank
Travis.
You.
Travis.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you ready to be like a millionaire here on
like
the Intel Scanner Radio Show?
I'm ready to be like one.
Cash prizes going down tonight.
Yes, please.
Are you ready for your first question?
Absolutely.
Which of the following has been commonly used as a refrigerant? Which of
Ooh,
the following?
Refrigerants have known to keep
a refrigerant.
Things cold. So the answers potentially could be 1 out of 4 is the right answer. A, neon, B, freon, C, zyklon, B, D, sand.
Is that B, freon?
Is that your
judges?
Final answer?
Yes, please.
Yes, please, your final answer. Absolutely. What is that again? Freon, you said be Freon.
Freon. Let's get a round of applause for Travis. Yeah.
100 clams.
That's pretty good.
100 clams. 100. Are you kidding me?
100.
That's so much. It's on like Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong. So, moving on to question number 2 for Travis. Tell us what you do, where you're from, what prompted you to come on.
How many fingers you have?
This show tonight. Give us some.
Well, I'd like to think I'm from outer space and I came from a Petri dish, but I'm actually from here, Billings, Montana.
Excellent. The Petri
dish. From a woman.
If you say so.
It's going down.
You next question.
Have a mama. That was for nobody. That was for no dineros. That was. So, yeah, but you are not from a Petri dish. You actually have a belly button. You had an umbilical cord. You were not a
That's
test
how you
tube.
Know he's human. He's
You're not a pod person.
Correct.
And we have that in writing from his credentials. Question number... Which for this guy? 2, 3?
Question number 2.
For 200. 200. Smackers.
That's question number 2.
Smack him with some smackers. If you can.
Here we are for question number 2. Antibiotics are most effective against... I'm scared.
Against... Fuck.
I'm scared.
Are they? They're against A, they're bacterial infections, B, viral infections, C, fungal infections, D, Ebola. Antibiotics, most effective against bacterial, viral, fungal, Ebola. Which is it? There's 4 choices.
I think I know the answer, but I want to ask the Ouija board.
You would like to ask the Ouija board. Ooh. A bold move. A bold move from contestant number 3.
Here we are.
Travis.
Here we are.
Coming into the Ouija board. I'm going to... Actually, there has been...
Should we move in?
Spilled on
we
the
have,
Ouija board already. There's been
we
shit,
have
blood and
the Ouija board present.
Spilled on the Ouija board.
And it's
so
going
far.
On.
What else?
The Ouija board.
Here we
coming
are.
Together across the
I'm frightened.
Ages.
What is
to
it
make
gonna
Satan
say?
Fingers.
What is it going to say?
Ouija board.
Ouija board
of doom. What Ooh. Do you tell us? The ancient again. Wisdom of your glory shall
antibiotics.
Be spilled upon us all.
What's there?
Antibiotics.
It is bacterial infections, Ouija says. Judges!
Are you going to go with the Ouija board?
Ouija board says bacterial.
I'm going to have to trust the news on this one. That's definitely Ebola.
Ebola.
Antibiotics
against Ebola.
That
most effective against Ebola.
Most
is that
most
your
effective.
Final answer?
Oh, God, no. It's antibiotics.
Yes! And, yes.
And, now the Ouija board said bacterial infections.
The Ouija board said bacterial infections. When your choices are bacterial infections, viral infections, fungal infections, or Ebola. The Ouija board said bacterial infections. Your answer is going with...
No, bacterial infections.
Bacterial infections.
Yay!
The Ouija board.
There
has
we
spoken.
Go.
Ouija board.
We are moving up the pyramid here.
Spoken.
We are all the way up to. Are we up to 1,000 now?
No.
500.
Oh, 500.
500 smackers.
500. We are just rolling up here.
It's all
you
like
are ready
Donkey
to make
Kong.
Some money, aren't we, Travis?
Well, fuck it. You get this one right, you lock it in at 500.
These are still easy questions.
Simoleo.
Easy questions. Let's see. You want to go a little? Let's see what we got here.
Right here.
Let's see.
Easy questions.
Here we go.
Who is the current Speaker of the House?
Speaker of the House.
Current Speaker of the House.
Who could it be? This son of a bitch. There's 4 possible answers. That would be A. A,
yes,
Nancy Pelosi.
Ooh.
B, John Boehner, which looks like Boner.
I like Boner.
John Boner. C, Joe Biden. D, Eric Holder. Nancy Pelosi, Joe Boner, J- Joe Biden, Eric Holder, the Speaker of the House, the United States of America.
I go with A, Nancy Pelosi, Mr. Boner.
Well, hold on here. We have a... Judges are saying no.
Duality
no,
of your answer.
A definitive answer.
Okay. It was that's, too dual, that's dualistic. One.
A, Nancy Pelosi.
A, Nancy Pelosi.
Are you,
of the House?
Are you
is
sure?
That your final answer?
Do you want to lock that in?
Is that your final
answer? Yes, please.
Ooh, I'm scared. No, no.
We're so sorry.
The current Speaker of the House is John Boner.
John Boehner the Boner. No one likes him. I can't believe he still has a fucking job, that fuck.
Damn you, Boner.
He's the guy. Travis, this is a horrible, horrible moment. Yes.
Horrible defeat. I'm so
sorry.
Walked
away with nothing. There was big money to be won.
Just want
to
say there's been the word down from corporate.
No, I'm good.
And everyone who participates in our show tonight gets a consolation prize.
Oh, Lord.
To be consoled. We'll be finding out what would console you the best before everyone leaves. All right.
You'll be getting a tip.
I don't have a penis.
You'll be getting something.
You'll get fingered.
If you think you can...
All right. Thank you for joining us, Travis.
Thank you, all.
Travis, that was great. That was great. Yeah. Round of applause for Travis. That was excellent.
T-Dog, what up?
Wow. So many people out in the crowd tonight. This is just wild. This is great. Intel Scanner, Tuesday nights. This is just wild.
And we would just like to remind everyone, if you are not 100% sure of the answer, use your saving graces. Or you can decline to answer and walk away with what you already won.
Bam!
I forgot about the lifelines. That was right.
The lifelines.
Saving graces.
The saving graces. And see, maybe we should make things... We're going to go over the rules real quick. You get how many... There's the the Ouija board, there's the lifeline, the call a friend.
50-50.
The
50-50. What's the lifeline?
Call a friend.
It's a saving grace.
Here.
No, you have two out of five to pick from. You've got pull the crowd, call a pal, 50-50, which will knock off two of the wrong answers.
Nice.
Ask Ouija board and query the government.
Query the government? How does that one work?
Yeah, we're gonna call it a state house.
They query.
See, and there's and there's quite possibly we could have a bonus round where we bring back former contestants on the show to answer super hard bonus questions.
Here we are. You said super hard.
Here we are with contestant name and where you're from.
Contestant name Ted Koenig. I'm from here in Billings.
Big Ted from Billings.
Yep, Big Ted from Big Billings.
That's me.
All right. Wow. We have people that didn't turn their ringers off on their cell phones. So, we're going to start out here with an easy question. Start out here with an easy question. How many continents are on planet Earth?
Continents? Those are the big ones, right? That means the little ones. Dude, how convenient. I'm looking at a map right now.
Here we are.
Pay no attention.
Look at the map. We're going to let you look at the map.
Which is now stricken from the record.
And how many continents are on planet Earth?
Continents on planet Earth.
You are looking at a map, and I hope you get this.
Where is this one?
Come on, let me throw it down. Okay. My ABCD. Let's do this.
No, you don't need no multiple choice on this one. You got a visual.
So how many? Four choices.
No, give them two.
My man, you get choice A, that's six. Choice B, that's seven. Choice C,
that's
eight.
I'm going to cut you off, dude. I know, it's seven.
Seven. He says B, seven.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, sir.
Yes, it is.
Is that the number of continents?
Bum, bum, bum. Can I get the clown honk?
We're trying. There we go.
All right.
Seven continents is the correct answer. That's why you are moving right up.
Thank fucking God. That was a wild stab.
You
are.
You win.
He cut me off early and says it's a wild stab. I think we got a ringer.
All right.
Hey, did you
look
no
at these
ringer
questions beforehand?
I heard we can only have double ringers tonight.
Only if you're playing horseshoes, my friend. Only if you're playing horseshoes. And which we're not. We're on the Do You Want to Be Like a millionaire, like a millionaire, bruh.
Like
a millionaire, bruh.
Okay, for 200 bones, what's the question?
Here's your question.
For how much?
200.
200 simoleolios.
As a U.S. citizen, you are more likely to be killed by... As a U.S. citizen...
Hey.
You are more likely to be killed by...
A, the police. B, a bee sting. C, a terrorist. D, Ebola. Police, bee sting, terrorist, Ebola. Most likely to be killed by.
Which one scares you the most?
There's lots of fear in there.
In everyday life.
How many simoleons is this?
For 200.
200. I mean, Jesus, you want to be like a millionaire, answer up.
Hell yeah, dude.
Move it along. Let's do it.
No, you're ready. You're
what
ready.
You want to be, which most
you're ready.
Guy? You're going to die by something. Who's going to be it?
No, go 50-50 on that one.
Go 50-50, he said. What?
All right, 50-50.
Eliminating two of these possible answers.
And you are left with A, police, or D, Ebola.
Most likely to die from.
Ooh.
To be killed by in the U.S.
That's a good question.
In the United States, you'll most likely die from
police.
The police rather than Ebola.
Final answer?
Yep.
Yeah.
We are moving up. Oh, wow.
Low, way to go, boys in blue. Way to go.
I thought so, dude. I forgot what I was for a second. Fuck, whose show I was.
Big Ted's ready to stack up that loot. Is this the land of the free? You have accumulated.
Okay, we're going
200
to...
smackers up to the $500 level.
Did you say 500?
Smack-a-lulu-lulu.
I thought that's what you said.
Smack-a-lulu-lulu.
What did you say?
Smack-a-lulu-lulu.
Five?
Five, and you lock it in. You get this one right. You get five
with
smacks.
Two zeros.
Five bangers. Man, I'm just saying... Five packages.
We got another one going here.
No, I'm sorry. It's sugar plum.
Another. Okay.
Thanks.
Really easy question here.
How was that? That can't be right.
The Mayans are known as the people. What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing?
Nothing.
All right, well.
The Mayans
we're gonna,
are.
Hold on.
Continue with
we're
going to
check our text.
Hold
we're
on.
We're going to have a text break. All right, here. The Mayans
moving
are
along
known as the people
of
the. This is what happens when.
A, the sun. B, corn. C, the moon. D, snake. They are the people.
This is for the people of the sun! Wow. Judges?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, for your show. I'm fine.
Yes!
Right. Let's get a round of applause. Holy.
Oh, man.
Big Ted is moving right up the pyramid here. Big money.
He's locked in at 500.
Big money.
He's not locked in yet. If you answer the next one for 1,000, you are guaranteed to leave with 1,000 big ones.
Uh-huh.
Only the guys in prison call me Big Ted.
Number four. Five.
No, number four for Uncle Ted.
Oh, well, that didn't pick up, did it?
Uncle Ted?
That's Uncle Ted.
Here we have Uncle Ted. Let's change his name live on the
Uncle
air.
Uncle Bad Touch. What are you doing here?
Shut up, dude. I got like 20 nieces and nephews. Uncle That's Ted. A terrible thing to do.
Uncle Bad Touch. I'm sorry.
Wow. We have several name changes tonight.
Let's get a winner tonight. We're still in the easy stack here.
We're trying to work out a winner here. We have another real easy question. According to popular mythology, who was allegedly crucified on a cross, then arose from the dead 3 days later?
Allegedly crucified.
According to popular mythology.
And according to popular mythology. So Stan Lee thought...
I remember where I am. Can I answer before? Or
are you going to answer before we even give you the choices?
Not
that
at
would
all.
Be amazing.
I'll do it if it's amazing.
If you think
it.
You can, I want to.
According
hear
to popular
your,
mythology,
your thought on this. So, according to popular mythology,
yeah, dead cross.
Yeah, they. Yeah, someone was crucified and rose from the dead 3 days later. Could have been one of four answers. You're going to answer before I tell you the four possible answers. What is your guess?
Jesus, the good Lord, living Savior, the Christ.
Oh, I see.
Is that your final answer?
Mm-hmm. That's your final.
All right.
Whoa, another correct answer. You locked in the thousand smackers.
Wow, that's a thousand smackers.
You're locked in.
All right. How do you
feel? You're locked in.
You're the first one on the whole show to lock in a thousand
first
smackers.
Contestant.
Well done, sir. You must look at the big brains on dead. How does that little tiny hat hold all those brains, really, I wonder?
Really look at the big brains on Brad.
Right.
But not Brad.
So.
Okay, we're moving into the medium tier.
It's good to be here in the medium tier.
Medium tier.
Anyways. That's
so.
Pleasure to be here, fellas.
Just to say, so Ted, what do you do? What do you do for a living? What's your favorite thing to do in this life that you live?
My favorite thing to do in this life that I live, give love, spread love, make love, baby.
Yes, woo! It's all about the love. Give me some applause for the love, please.
And yeah, there
thank
we
you.
Go.
Thank you all so much. I love you as well.
I work at Red Ox Manufacturing.
Red Ox, shout out to them.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Shout out.
Way to make more money off of Ted than he gets, bastards. Whatever.
I make fine, high quality luggage.
Right on.
God bless it.
Uh-huh. All right, then.
Well, we're going strong here tonight on Who Wants to Be Like a Millionaire on the Intel Scanner. Oh, what's looking good here? What topic?
I mean,
which of the following is not a major variety of cannabis? Which of the following is not?
Lots of varieties of cannabis. You have four choices. Out of these four choices, which one do you think will get you closer to being like a millionaire?
Like a millionaire.
Are you going to be like a millionaire tonight?
I don't even know my options yet, baby. Well,
I'm coming to that. All right, you got four choices, like I said. So do you even know the question? I don't think you do. I'm going to say it again. Which of the following is not a major variety of cannabis? A, cannabis indica. B, cannabis ruderalis. C, cannabis delirious. D, cannabis sativa. Four choices. Ted, I know you can flex your
come on, Ted.
Brain muscle around
you're
this.
You're ready to make some money, aren't
give
you?
Give me some. Are you? No. Everybody know. Just say
I want to walk
it,
out right? here with
B or C. I've never fucking heard of.
What? Indica, ruderalis.
No, you have a second lifeline.
Cannabis ruderalis, cannabis delirious. You've never heard of either of these.
Yeah, no.
So dude, break it down, brother.
Let me pull this crowd, dude.
All right. You're going to pull the crowd.
Pulling the crowd. Right.
What up? Well, what up, guys?
I mean,
what y'all say?
C sounds incredible.
Which one's not a major variety of cannabis?
We have a couple people saying C, delirious.
Yeah,
that's looking like
the consensus. Kitty, I did right by you. What's wrong with
cannabis? Delirious.
Yeah.
Cannabis.
Okay.
Sativa.
Delirious.
C, delirious. You say, is that your final?
Is that your final answer?
Yep.
Oh, look at you.
Doing it.
Up into the 2,000.
I'm going to say he gave it away when he laughed.
Straight up. Dude, is ruderalis anything?
Yeah.
It is?
Uh-huh.
I don't fucking
know. Yes, it is. Ruderalis is a non-THC-bearing plant that they've been crossing with actually THC-bearing plants to get the autoflower strains they do lately.
Nice,
that,
dude.
That are like seed to harvest... from 40 days to 90 days kind of thing. You just plant it. You don't even have to change the light cycle.
The more you know on the Intel Scanner.
Dude, straight up. Dude, that's what I'm talking about.
If you live in
about,
a mountainous region, you should grow outdoors every summer, ruderalis. Plant them in the spring. Harvest by July. I mean, they only grow 2-3 foot tall. You plant like a 500 of them and you're good.
All right. Well, here we are over with drug school. And coming back to... The Who Wants to Be Like a Millionaire show here on the Intel Scanner.
Hornicology? Excuse me, you asshole.
We're going to go with next question.
Okay, this one's for 4,000.
4,000?
4,000.
Wow.
Gigas. We are getting big time here. Here's your question.
In the house?
Which World Trade Center building did not fall on September 11th, 2001?
Ooh. Which one did
Which
not
one?
Fall?
You get four choices.
We're not asking for the one that did fall.
You want to me, baby,
find the one that didn't fall.
Because
A
there was a bunch that did.
One WTC. B would be two WTC. C would be five WTC. That's World Trade Center, I guess that stands for.
I think so.
And D would be seven. Now, World Trade Center 7, 5, 2, or 1 did not fall.
I'm excited.
On September 11th.
That is fucking dead.
Which one?
Do you
want
to not fall?
Like a millionaire.
And you are.
Do you remember that day?
We'd like to remind you, you are out of your saving graces. You can always decline to answer. But even if you answer wrong, you will win 1,000 big ones.
Yes.
1,000.
You are locked in.
No, what
a jackpot.
No, can you say that question one more time?
So which one of the World Trade Center buildings did not fall?
Did not.
On September 11th. World Trade Center 1, World Trade Center 2, World Trade Center 3, World Trade Center 7. That's 1, 3, no, 1, 2, 5, or 7. 1, 2, 5, or 7 did fall.
Which one did not fall?
World Trade Center.
I think we're pretty sure that 1 and 2...
Yeah.
Did fall. I don't know.
Really, you're giving it away.
I'm trying to think.
I know that those two
I'm
did.
I'm trying to think hard about that day.
Break it down.
Talk it out.
Break it down.
Know. Do you know what happened?
Do you remember? Remember, like,
I was watching it.
I remember. Do you remember the power?
Do you want to be like a millionaire?
Do you remember the powdered weaponized anthrax that was sent through the mail?
Do you want to be like a millionaire?
Do you remember that?
You're fucking kidding me.
That was a good day.
TikTok, motherfucker. TikTok. TikTok, motherfucker.
TikTok.
It was scary.
TikTok.
I was frightened.
Five.
Five didn't fall.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Ooh, judges.
Wow.
Damn. Oh,
holy shit.
Well done.
For 4,000. Good job.
I am frightened. I'm going to go broke having to pay out this fucking...
this huge sum of denarialas. I'm just saying that this
I
is a fucking
true.
Do you want to be like a millionaire? Does anyone here want to be like a millionaire? Do you want this guy to lose?
Yes.
Do you want this guy to lose so that you can come on and, you know, maybe make
this
some
is
more
insanity?
I want Ted to win too. We've got so much to give here. We want everyone to get what they can.
I have so much
just
to
saying.
Give too, ladies.
And your next question for 8,000 clams.
We are entering the age of Aquarius.
Shit, dude.
What age are we leaving? Ted, you need to make some more money here.
How high you think you're going to get tonight?
I'm going to get so fucking
are you,
high tonight.
Are you ready to do this?
Dude,
I don't think you're ready.
I don't think you're ready. So I'm just saying,
the age of Aquarius is what we're...
I love this.
We are...
Here's your question.
What age are we?
We're entering the age of Aquarius. What age
so
are we leaving? Age of Aquarius.
You have four choices. A, the age of Cancer. B, Pisces. C, Gemini. D, Taurus.
We are leaving
the age of one of these four. Cancer, Pisces, Gemini, Taurus. We're going into Aquarius. Ted, do you want to be like a millionaire?
Do you want to do it?
I do.
Do you?
I'm going to say Pisces is.
That's what we're in now. We're leaving now. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Final answer, Pisces.
Are we doing this?
Anyone?
Are we doing this?
Anyone? Give me a glimpse.
Wow!
Got it.
Wow, let's get a round of applause. Yeah. We're fucking...
Where are you at now? You at 16? That or what?
That
where
was for 8,000. We're
for
now...
8,000. Now you at 16... Mm.
16 bones.
Jamilicas.
16,000 bones.
Jamilicas, man. You got the 16. I can't believe it. That's pretty high. You said you was going to get high tonight.
You wanna get some Skrilla tonight?
I'm seeing you getting high. You're getting higher and higher, dude.
I want to get higher on this pyramid of cashola.
Steve Winwood.
I didn't think anyone was going to get this high tonight.
We were trying not to. I didn't want to have to pay out these big clamors here tonight.
Astronomical figures,
scenarios,
scientific notation and shit.
Our insurer will not be happy.
No,
our insurer said we weren't allowed to go this high. Actually,
corporate will not be happy
next
tonight.
Week,
but I mean, because we're talking about if you get all the way to the top, you could be like a millionaire.
I gotta tell you, Flamerson,
I feel like a million right there. Right there. Does it not say?
Is that six zeros?
Audience.
Is that six zeros? 1 million?
1 million! It says 1 million!
That's 1 million! That's what I thought. I couldn't tell. My eyes are bad.
It says 1 million. So you get 1 million.
It looks like 1 million. It's on the board. It's real.
Make it to the top. Moving along, the next question from Patsy AJ.
Here we are.
And I am Flim Flamerson.
Flim Flam. I always like to take a
call
a,
me Flim.
Take a just take a brief moment of pause here before the next question, because this is all dear to our hearts. Gunk. This next question is all dear to our hearts here at the Intel Scanner radio show.
Christ.
And I just want to say a big fuck you to the NSA. I hope you're listening. And
say fuck you.
Here we are with the next question. In which state is the NSA building a fortress to record all U.S. citizens' cell phone data?
Ooh, there's four possible answers, as always.
There's four.
That's a great question. Which state are they building a fortress in? My word.
I want to find out.
There's four answers, A, B, C, and D. A being New York. B, Utah. C, Colorado. D, all of the above.
Oh, boy, this is a tough one.
That's New York, Utah, Colorado, or all of the above. Building a fortress to record all U.S. citizens' cell phone data. Why would we allow this, even? And how the fuck did they get away with this bullshit? I want to fucking burn down every data collection place that they start to build. I want to just fucking uproot the foundations of each one. Which cities are they building them in? Go, Ted.
Honestly, their fame, it's got to be all three, man. Like, this thing sounds
judges
as hell.
So are you going for D, all of the above?
Yes, that's true.
Final?
Yes, sir.
Whoa, here
16,000.
Man, you are just...
This man is on fire tonight. There's flames coming out of
there's
his fingertips.
There's flammers and flavors coming out of his fingertips.
How fucking coincidental is that? My name is Flim Flamerson, brought to you Burn by Balls on the Table Industries. Thank you. So we got, so you're coming up in so that you can lock it in.
All right.
One more time.
This next one's a big one.
One more time you can lock it in at 32,000 Jack-a-mamas.
Did you say 32,000?
32,000.
Did you say Jack-a-mamas?
He said Jack-a-mamas.
That's what I said.
We're gonna have to go with we're gonna have to up these questions.
I don't think
there
this
are.
This guy's not even like
no
succumbing to our
okay
intelligence.
You guys, honestly, that was data. Like testing my
somehow
brain.
This guy must read. What sort of books do you read? Do you well, like to read? What sort of what's the last book you read? What you reading? Right
don't
now?
Say the Bible.
What am I reading right now?
Yeah, what you reading right now?
Honestly, I'm looking at some literature that my coworkers printed off for me. It's about candor in the workplace and criticizing versus critique. And
really?
Also the
I don't know what the fuck he just said, but right on.
That's a propagandistic propaganda, it seems like. It's like a...
No, it's a more tactful way of speaking to people when I'm unhappy with what they're doing.
That's okay.
Thank you for
thank
that.
God for them. They're finding new ways to make slaves be happy with their little jobs.
No offense
to anyone, but I'm saying we all slave to what we do. No one wants to do this. Someday we're all going to get together and rise up against this crazy fucking shit that makes us all slaves, and we'll all have a nice little niche in the world to live in, our little cave. Better than a $400 apartment that has roaches and stuff. That's where I live. I'm so sorry. Go. Next question.
Yep, this is to lock it in, right?
Yep.
At 32,000
gigawatts.
You said gigawatts!
And then you pay out. That's awesome.
So,
You ready for the question?
Yes.
Here we go.
Yes, name, Patsy.
Name the island chain in the South Pacific where the U.S. military detonated 23 nuclear devices between 1946 and 1958. All the nuclear testing.
All the nuclear testing.
Yes.
Island chain, South Pacific.
I'm scared.
Bikini
mutated bodies.
Bikini Atoll. A. B. North Pacific Atoll. C. Sir George. D. Hawaiian.
What the?
And that's a typo.
Chain of islands.
Hey,
how's it going? Bikini. How's it going?
Bikini Atoll. Nope. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Oh shit!
I cannot.
Let's get a round of applause from the crowd.
How fucking smart you are! You have the brains that must be the size of the balls on an antelope.
Thank you, Tim.
At least so far.
You have locked it in at 32,000. I am.
That's unheard of. Unprecedented.
Big money.
Are we
tonight.
Even allowed to go on with this?
We have to.
We need to send this to corporate. I mean, they told us to not go past eight. They told us to not go past 8,000.
Corporate just hit me up. I'm getting the word now. It's coming in on the teletype.
Is it?
There it is. It says yes. Continue. We're funding you for the next three rounds. The next three rounds.
Wow. We
may
not incorporate.
Fucking corporate.
Bastards. Corporate.
We don't abide by
you. So much
bureaucracy.
We are entering the hard
so
questions.
So I'm going to just say no.
The hard questions.
Corporate, I'm telling you now.
How hard will they be?
You haven't been paying me right, you fucks. Corporate, I'm just saying, I know that now that I got your ear and shit.
We're just dancing monkeys. Corporate doesn't look at us as anything but.
We're nothing but just.
Okay.
We're income revenue generating stream.
For 64,000.
64?
Good job.
Did you say 64,000?
I can't believe we're gotten.
Is that a 6-4 with three zeros?
How much higher we're can going. We get? It goes to a million. It's going back up in Chacas.
Is that real currency?
The currency of. The gods, they say.
We are playing for real money tonight.
It sounds like Donkey Kong, I'm saying. Ding Dong, the witch is dead.
And you don't want to get it on with Donkey Kong.
Because Ding Dong, the witch is dead. Patsy, hey Jack.
Are you ready for the question?
So good to be
is
here.
Is Ted
with
ready
you.
For the question?
I don't know. Is Ted ready?
Ted, are you ready?
I'm pretty nervous. We're going into the hard
this
round.
This is the hard round.
Now you are guaranteed to leave with 32,000.
Guaranteed.
I'm guaranteed to leave with a boner at this point.
This state does not share a border with Tennessee.
Where the fuck is Tennessee? You know what? There's not many people that don't share DNA with Tennessee.
I was thinking the same thing.
As far as
it's funny you bring that up. I was writing about that earlier.
Are you kidding me?
Here we are.
You got four possible answers. Tennessee shares DNA amongst itself quite well.
That but question's the,
quite thoroughly.
But the borders are another thing. You got four choices. A, Alabama. B, South Carolina. C, Missouri. D, Virginia. Speak,
does
Virginia, Missouri, South
See,
Carolina,
you gotta think
or
about
Alabama.
Tennessee is Tennessee's landlocked, right?
Do you want to be
so
like...
You gotta think. Tennessee...
Millionaire.
There's other states on the coast.
Do you want to be like a millionaire?
I'm gonna say Virginia, fellows.
Is that your
yes,
final
I
answer?
Yes, I do want to be like a millionaire.
Is that final?
Yes, it is.
That's final.
Final answer.
Oh! No.
For how much
you
did
so
you just...
Far. You came so far.
Pretty impressive.
Well, you're going to leave with
32,000. I'm going to cry later.
You're going to leave with 32,000 smackaroons.
In South Carolina. You won. It's a fun state.
This is fucking, we're the first money on the show. Look at this guy, huh? right? 32,000 smackaroolies. Give this guy some credit.
You made it.
He made it that high.
Proud of him.
I don't know. We didn't give him like a break either. I thought we gave him some pretty tough questions.
That was awesome.
Thank you
guys very much.
Stick around for the end of the show and collect your winnings.
Yes, I will. I'll be right back.
Okay, and our last and final guest here tonight.
Well, Ted's in a corner pissing in a cup, and we're going to roll on with the show.
Pissing in a cup like we all do.
We're all staring at him right now. He's very uncomfortable.
Thank God for... He's got a
that man has a penis.
Bigger one than I.
No, that's his arm.
It's frightening.
It's okay.
Well, you know, I'm hungry like a pretzel. Like a pretzel stick or whatever, you know.
Lord, did your mother live by
the... So who do we have a... she sure did, Patsy.
Here we go with... question number one here, first round.
Who are you again?
My name's Zach. Yeah. Hey, how you guys doing? I'm some fucking guy they just found behind the dumpster last minute of the show that threw me in.
Sweet. You're not the first.
Awesome. We'll be removing your kidney later. That's just pay no mind to this.
Hey, that's all right. That's the third one this week.
In the corner. Good, good, good. So you're already prepped and ready.
Well, we're going to have to go get things started here with the easy questions.
Starting off slowly.
U.S. national animal symbol.
Mm.
What could possibly be the animal that signifies the greatness that is the United States?
The grace, beauty.
Yeah, the
culture.
The giving. The non-exploitiveness that is loving the United States.
I just would have no idea.
I mean, there is an animal that they chose.
There is.
They chose
it's
one animal.
It's very common.
And the animal, you know, you have four choices of animals. Sort of bottom. Yes, I mean, A, turkey, not the country. B,
ooh, not the country.
Eagle.
C, where do you go with
not
B,
the country.
Eagle. Donkey. D, T-Rex.
And we're going to go with B, eagle.
He said B very quickly.
Final
right
answer.
Final answer.
Zach.
Whoa!
Blowing shit.
One was a T-Rex, be honest.
Out of the water.
Genius so far. So far, you're acing it, man. I mean, you had one out of one. How much better can you do so far?
There has been more dinosaur bones found in the United States than anywhere else.
Than so. T-Rex?
That was a very possible answer.
Fucking dropping. We get a T-Rex for animals.
That would be.
That would scream more American nowadays than ever.
Wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
The short little arms, but the...
but the powerful legs of prosperity.
I snorted you. That's awesome.
Little capitalist arms and yes, big legs. I want to get there, but I can't reach you. I can't reach.
Little tiny shriveled up little Jew heart. Sorry. Anyways, so moving on to the second question. 200 smackarolio.
Did you say 200?
200 years.
200. 100. And that translates into cash money, I'm saying.
Bam.
Okay. Well, here's your question. In Montana. How many DUIs does it take to stand in front of a filthy, disgusting, corrupt, slimeball, colluding, despicable, holier-than-thou state-sanctioned judge?
State-sanctioned judges. That are absolutely
how many
disgusting.
DUIs?
How many DUIs?
Corrupt, slimeball, colluding, despicable, holier-than-thou judges. Those bastards are appointed to their office basically through they buy their votes and win the election, sons of bitches. Anyway, so you get how many DUIs does it take to stand in front of one of these cocksuckers?
Cocksuckers?
The possible answers are
A, take their robot
one,
first?
B, 2, C, 3, D, the world may never know. That's four answers you have.
I'm sorry, A, those are not the answers.
Oh, I'm sorry. Those are not the answers.
No,
they're not.
Couldn't have figured.
No, they're not. Here we are.
That was horrible.
We're in the middle of the...
My bad.
There we are.
Why don't you guys ask the Ouija board and see what it comes up with? Jesus Christ.
I like that idea better.
One, two, three. The world may
never know. Anyways.
Better save that for the next one.
I'm sorry, I just read that instead.
Should we go on to the next one?
Really? He said the Ouija board.
You want
to
ask? No, I didn't. Board. I was kidding. I was
we can ask the Ouija board. The Ouija board never lies.
Your choices are A, 3, B, 2, C, 1, D, 10. How many DUIs to stand in front of a judge?
3 is my final answer. Not that I really know. I don't, honestly.
In Montana, how many DUIs does it take to stand in front of a...
To be summoned to court.
To in front of a state-sanctioned judge.
And it was 2, 3, what, and 10?
3, 2, 1, one two, three. And 10.
With which letters, please?
A, 3.
Should we pull the audience?
Let's pull the audience.
All right.
Pull the audience on that one.
Audience, what are you thinking?
It's fucking one.
Wow, really? How many does it take?
The audience is looking at one. It seems to be the...
Seems a pretty strong opinion.
That seems...
Well, I haven't gotten one yet, so...
Zach, what do you think, then?
It's a mystery to me.
Never got one.
Yeah.
So, really?
It sounds like one, because I wasn't thinking clearly. So, yeah.
One. Let's lock in one.
Is that final answer?
5 at least. I don't have one.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be...
Oh, you're good.
Try that?
Is one your final answer?
What is my final answer?
Oh, you got it right. 4. How many?
200.
Thanks, crowd.
Moleonios.
We're going.
The crowd has its value, I'm saying, man.
It has That's many like I'm value. Saying.
Absolutely.
Such vast value.
I mean, if you asked for $1 from everyone in the crowd, you might get $1 million.
Oh, man. Be a lot like a millionaire
it's
then.
It's like, you know, and I hate to keep bringing up South Park, but them fucking cocksuckers get it down, man. Like, go fund yourself. Did you watch the newest episode?
I don't even watch TV, no. I play Skyrim.
South Park's funny shit. Anyways, go fund yourself. All you got to do is come up with a corporate name and... Put it on the internet and ask people for money for
that
a good cause.
That's the Washington Redskins.
Yeah. All right.
So, Zach, good to have you on here. You having a good time?
I am. I'm having a glorious time.
Would you like a shot of whiskey?
By the gods, yes.
By the gods, yes. I will get you one.
While
my friend.
Here you go.
Patsy, hey, Jack. Ask the next question.
I don't know where the bottle went, but we're going to go to... Here's your question while we discover which of these communist revolutions was a true communist revolution. A, Cuban. You got it? Well, that was fast.
So which of these communist revolutions was a true communist revolution? A, Cuban. B, Chinese. C, Bolshevik. D, there has never been a true communist revolution. That's A, Cuban. B, Chinese. C, Bolshevik. D, there's never been a true communist revolution.
That's a good
question.
Which
of these?
D sounds rather familiar.
Does it?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Is that your final answer?
That will be my final answer.
Another one.
Wow.
500. All right.
Going down tonight.
I don't even read.
Big money. Big money.
No, no, I don't read.
Get this next question right, and
big
you
money.
Lock in 1,000 big ones.
Fuck 1,000 big ones. How do you feel about 1,000 big ones?
I feel like I...
Your whole life has come to this moment?
Fucking right. Yes, really? I do.
Oh, it never ends. The dog
I never truly
ends,
existed man. Until Same. Now.
That's what we like to hear on the Intel Scanner Radio Show. And we're going to go on with the next question here. Another real simple one. On which horizon does the sun set?
Which horizon? You get 4 choices.
Yeah, you know which 4 choices
A,
these are.
East, B, south, C, north, D, west. East.
South,
west. South, northwest. The sun.
South, north,
the
west,
sun.
East.
And you have one saving grace remaining.
Thank God.
So,
Which horizon does the sun set?
That's sets good... on the A, east, B, south, C, north, D, west. It sets on one of those four. Do you want to be like a millionaire? Like a millionaire.
Which side does the sun
want to be
sun
like one or what? You want to be like a millionaire, bro?
Sun.
It sets in the.
Is the sun a star? I've heard of it.
Wait, can you give me? Can you give me the? Give me the answers again. I'm trying to think of
potential answers. Are A, east, B, south, C, north, D, west.
It's C.
So that's A, B, C, or D.
The sun sets in
east,
the north.
East, south, north,
you're
or
saying
west.
You're saying
the sun sets in the north.
I want to clear this up. That you're saying that the sun sets in the north.
Are you 100% sure?
You guys are seeming...
Is that a
seemingly
final?
Seemingly a little too sarcastic about this.
Well, we might be colluding against you right now, though. You don't even know.
If you answer this incorrectly,
yeah, it's
you
it's
leave
the west.
With nothing.
But, I mean,
retarded.
Are you going to give a final answer on that?
Final answer is west.
West
Side.
West.
Someone was telling him from the audience.
Holy shit!
I wouldn't have done.
We have colluding. We have ringers from the audience.
Throwing in. Hey, double ring.
Holy shit!
Looks like you got
a double. You better get a double double.
What it comes down to is the judges said. Fucking the judges rule, man. He said it's good. It's good. He's locked in for how much?
You've got $1,000.
$1,000. In for $1,000. Zach, how do you feel?
I feel like $1,000.
You feel like a dollar in a yo-yo?
All right.
Okay. I'm moving into the medium difficulty questions.
Holy shit, really? Captain Kirk.
Medium. Wow, you made it to medium.
Whoa.
Look at you. Only one other contestant so far has made it into medium. Uncle Ted, the legend, the master. He went so far, but never made it all the way. Although someday
someday.
We're sorry, Uncle Ted, man. You'll be all right.
Just read.
You keep reading, man. Write a book. You'll be all right. Next question for Zach in the medium range. My God, how far can you get?
Where can we go with this?
Possibly not much further.
I've got one here. In the UK, alternating current runs at what frequency?
Ooh,
wow. Alternating current.
There's four in possible UK. Answers. 50 hertz, 60 hertz, 120 hertz, 220 hertz.
You said
which
UK?
One of them in the UK, 50, 60, 120, 220, the Hertzian scale.
Hertzians.
I heard they have.
Do I have any more saving graces or no?
The Hertzians.
What? You have one saving grace.
One.
I'd like to call Carter Estel.
Really?
Do it.
Call a pal.
We got our first call in. Phone a motherfucker that knows something more than I do.
I really hope so. If not, this shit.
So it's hopefully he knows this motherfucker knows a little more than you do.
Well, he knows a lot about.
So far, you've done so well. I can't believe you're confiding all of the potential millionariism up to this one person's phone call. That's a ballsy move. I commend you, sir, on a courageous battle.
He better at least know it, otherwise the baseball bat's coming out.
And some, you know, blowtorch and pipe wheel.
Rubber get medieval on his ass.
Get medieval, yeah. That's how we do up in the D. That's
how we do up in here.
You know what I'm saying, yo. So the call going through as we speak. And as it should be, because our technical advisor is on top of his game, as he always is. Thank God for the Lanik. The Lanik is everything and all. We bow and pray to the altar of Lanik.
Studio line appears to be down.
Studio line is down. Said,
if we all pray together, perhaps the line will.
We're going to start holding hands.
Use his phone.
Come on, phone.
We're praying to God right now.
So, what's the question again, motherfuckers? Anyways, damn.
How hard do you have to pray to get the phone lines to work? Let's come up with four answers for that.
How hard?
Let's send that one out to the audience. How hard do we have to pray?
How hard does your dick have to be to hammer a nail into a wooden plank?
Carter. Yeah. I'm doing a game show. I need your help.
This is highly irregular.
I'm on a game show. Here's a question. What was the question again?
Question master.
I don't even remember.
In the UK,
the
alternating current
scale
runs at
frequency.
In the UK, alternating current runs.
Is that the United frequency? Kingdom?
Okay, in the UK,
alternating current.
Alternating current runs at what frequency, Carter? Here are the answers.
50, 60, 120, 220.
50, 60,
120.
120 or 220?
Hertz.
Hertz.
UK.
UK.
Not the United States.
Do you know the words again?
50, 60, 100. Or no, wait.
50, 60,
120, and 220.
Alternating current.
Alternating current in UK.
AC.
In the UK. I'm trying to think because it's on the back of my hand.
That's how I felt.
That's what I was thinking.
Right.
But mine says.
So you have to bring different appliances over there if you want to like toast.
Yeah, they have like different plugs and shit. They're fucking idiots.
So in the UK, there's a TikTok on this.
Carter, what do you think?
50, 60, 120, 220.
Alternating
current.
60 hertz.
Carter says 60 hertz.
Is that your final answer?
It's my final answer.
Going with final.
You whore!
Oh, Carter.
60 hertz is the American standard.
That is the American standard. Damn it.
Right.
It's okay, Carter. I'll talk to you later.
Carter got hung the fuck up on.
Katie says bye.
We hate the United Kingdom.
Thanks anyway, bro.
Have a good night.
Damn.
Oh,
shit!
Zach, for fuck's sake.
What was the answer?
50.
It was 50. It was.
God damn it, that was what I was going to say if I didn't call him. Fuck, I should have just done it.
Well, it's alright. You walk away with 1,000 big ones.
Holy shit!
Wow!
And a right to the round table discussion directly following the game show.
Round table discussions. So be it.
Should we take a possibly small break and... No?
Possibly. Let's give all our contestants a big hand here tonight.
A big hand.
Big hand. Contestants.
They've all won a contingency prize tonight just for showing up.
That's impressive, sir.
Yeah. We have more questions.
Diversified.
There's a bonus round coming up after the break. That everyone will be, it'll be a bonus round of bang, 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 fire, 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 win, 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 or lose, lose, lose. How quick can you answer?
Questions in the bonus round.
After the break, we'll be coming back with the bonus round. No bonus round.
We're not doing
the
fucking,
technician says small. No bonus round.
There's no money in the bonus round.
No money in the bonus round.
Well, can we go ahead and take a look here? And who wants to be like a millionaire?
I don't have a break set up.
We're not doing a break?
Really?
No, we got 15 minutes left. Just roll it.
All right, I'll roll out some shit.
Okay.
Here's what we got.
We have to award the prizes.
We have prizes available for everyone. What is the big... prize giveaway.
It appears that our crowd
we have to wait for the pageantry section at the very end of the Intel scanner tonight.
There's 15 minutes left.
So why don't you tell the audience what they're winning tonight?
They're winning...
Well, since there's nobody here.
The dong.
They are winning Vietnamese dong. Dong all day in their hand. Dong
it never ends. The big bag of dongs.
The big bag of dong is coming.
Are getting.
But nobody else knows.
All of them will know soon enough.
Except for contestant Mike.
Thank you. Yes, minions. Yes. We're giving away dong. No one knew and they came in anyway. Mwahahaha. Here's the thing. We have more questions lined up. Actually, if anyone wanted to ask more questions,
well, let's Let's announce the cash value of those dongs in dollars, and then we'll play some music to round out the show.
Is it dong coin?
Vietnamese.
Or is it so,
paper?
Big Ted will be winning 32,000 dong.
32,000 dong just
at a currency exchange rate at $1.51. Let's get a round of applause for Big Ted.
In American dollars.
$1.51. That is just good for you. Good for you, kid.
Dong has been bestowed upon you, Ted.
Dong,
you are the big winner of the
all
year.
All over you, bud.
You can't even get this dong off me, you know. How many showers do you take?
Make it rain that dong.
The dong is where it's at these days, apparently.
And we have big winner number two, Zach, with 1,000 dong.
1,000 dong.
At 1,000.
Now, locked in.
1 and 3 zeros. Currency exchange rate. 8 cents.
8 cents for
eight
Zach.
8 cents.
Good.
Let's
bro,
get another round of applause. That's rock and roll.
1,000 motherfucking
dong. That is how we do things around here.
Equals. At the 1,000 dong is 8 cents. So there you go, Zach. 8 cents. Next contestant.
All right.
Down. None
and
of
that's
them
it. Those are our two
money.
Big winners.
The big winners.
Two big winners.
That's $1.28.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Intel Scanner, who wants to be like a millionaire?
They're like millionaires already. All of you are like millionaires.
So are we going to take a break and come back, or what are we doing?
And now we have some local music. We are out of time, folks. Thanks for joining us.
Love you all.
just